USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a high school north of Detroit, a 16-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old girl all showed up for school today, but before the school day was over, they had been shot and killed by a fellow student at Oxford High School, a 15-year-old who's now in custody. He opened fire at the school and also wounded six people, five students and a teacher. The undersheriff of the county telling reporters on Tuesday evening,
"We received over 100 911 calls into our dispatch center, over 100. Deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call.
No word on the suspect's motive. The schools in the district will be closed for the rest of the week. CNN suspending anchor Chris Cuomo indefinitely after allegations surfaced of him trying to help his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he faced sexual harassment accusations. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Senators on both sides of the aisle say they want to protect consumers from potentially hazardous counterfeit products this holiday season. GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee among them. She says third-party online retailers who advertise on social media are making it difficult to tell the difference between real and fake items and deals. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says loopholes and current laws do need to be fixed. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group says fake or mislabeled goods can put children at risk of choking on small parts or toxic materials, as just one example of the prevalent hazards. The city of L.A. is banning ghost guns, the council approving an ordinance that prohibits the possession, purchase, sale, and transportation of guns that don't have serial numbers. Violators could face fines of up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With news about a bipartisan lawmaker trip abroad to address a special issue, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As tensions run high between China and the United States, five United States lawmakers defied Beijing and visited the contested island of Taiwan last week. Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a member of the bipartisan group. She joins Fox News to discuss the controversial trip abroad.
The Chinese embassy sent an email to every single person on that trip, every member of Congress, demanding that we cancel the trip. And I don't take orders from communist China, and neither do my Democratic colleagues. And we did the trip anyway.
China lays claim to Taiwan and has increased military intimidation as part of its campaign to put pressure on the self-ruled island.
There have been headlines about an alarming annual rise in school fights across the nation, but a medical school professor says the number hype is overblown. Clinical psychologist Dr. Rochelle Hansen with the Medical University of South Carolina says it's because of virtual school deeply lowering 2020 statistics. She says the numbers are closer to pre-pandemic levels. She says adults can help students by keeping better control of their own emotions and setting a better example. And former Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly is arriving in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where he's going to take over a struggling LSU program. And this is US, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.